Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The One Life Solution: Reclaim Your Personal Life While Achieving Greater Professional Success, is a self-help and professional development book by clinical psychologist and leadership consultant Henry Cloud, written for readers whose work pressures have begun to overwhelm family, rest, and personal priorities. It argues that career achievement and personal well-being are not competing goals if boundaries are handled correctly. Rather than offering generic time management advice, the book focuses on how people define themselves, protect their energy, and make choices that reflect their values. Cloud connects work-life balance to deeper issues such as self-control, approval-seeking, perfectionism, and the erosion of limits through constant availability. The result is a practical guide for professionals who want to regain coherence in their lives without sacrificing performance. Its central purpose is to show that healthy boundaries are not obstacles to success, but conditions that make sustainable success possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, boundaries as the foundation for a workable one-life model. This answer helps readers understand why the book starts with boundary clarity rather than with efficiency hacks. Cloud is not saying that planning tools are useless. He is saying that tools fail when the underlying rules of access, responsibility, and permission are undefined. That is why the book repeatedly returns to the need to decide what kinds of demands deserve a yes, what kinds should be deferred, and what kinds should be rejected outright. The framework is especially relevant in modern work cultures where digital communication makes everyone seem reachable at all times. By treating limits as necessary rather than selfish, the book gives readers permission to protect their lives before burnout becomes the default condition. Secondly, self-definition and internal audit as the starting point for change. Cloud's method is useful because it connects values to behavior. Many books tell readers to prioritize, but Cloud asks them to identify the actual principles behind those priorities and then turn them into concrete choices. That makes the guidance more durable than simple advice to work less. A person who has audited their values can evaluate requests against a larger personal framework instead of relying on mood or momentary pressure. This is why the book is often seen as practical for leaders and professionals. It gives them a way to make decisions consistently, not just emotionally. The internal audit is not presented as therapy for its own sake. It is a tool for creating a stable operating system for daily life. Thirdly, how insecurity, approval seeking, and perfectionism undermine limits. The strength of this section of the book is that it explains why reasonable people repeatedly live in unreasonable ways. Cloud does not assume that readers lack intelligence or discipline. He assumes they have been conditioned to sacrifice their own limits for short-term relief or relational harmony. That makes the book especially useful for professionals who appear highly capable yet feel chronically overwhelmed. It also gives the book a more diagnostic quality than many time management titles. Instead of treating all overload as ansim, Cloud helps readers identify the emotional pattern that keeps the overload alive. Once the pattern is visible, the person can begin making different choices, even when those choices are uncomfortable. Fourthly, personal policies, time audits, and the mechanics of saying no. What distinguishes this practical layer is its attention to implementation, not just conviction. Many readers understand that they need limits, but they lack a method for enforcing them in real settings. Cloud's focus on policies helps solve that problem by making boundaries less dependent on willpower in the moment. A policy creates an advanced decision that can be applied consistently, which reduces the emotional burden of repeated negotiation. The result is not rigidity but predictability. When people around you know what to expect, work becomes more manageable and personal life becomes more protected. That is why the book resonates with professionals who want systems, not slogans. Lastly, technology, constant availability, and the erosion of personal space. This topic gives the book lasting relevance because technological pressure has only intensified. Cloud's message is that boundaries must now operate across physical, mental, and digital channels at the same time. That broadens the meaning of self-protection. It is not enough to leave the office if the office remains in your pocket and in your habits. By naming this problem, the book anticipates a central challenge of contemporary professional life, the expectation of uninterrupted access. Its practical value lies in helping readers see that digital convenience can quietly become digital captivity unless they deliberately decide when to be available and when to be off-duty. In conclusion, the One Life Solution is best suited for professionals, managers, entrepreneurs, and high-achieving readers who feel that work has begun to absorb too much of their personal life. It will also be useful for anyone who already understands the idea of work-life balance but needs a more concrete method for achieving it. The book stands out because it does not rely on superficial time management advice or abstract encouragement. Instead, it examines the inner reasons people fail to protect their limits and then translates that insight into practical boundary-setting behaviors. readers gain a more realistic understanding of why overcommitment persists, along with tools for changing it through values clarification, personal policies, and clearer communication. Compared with many books in the productivity genre, this one is less about optimizing output and more about preserving integrity, coherence, and sustainable functioning. That difference makes it especially valuable for readers who want success that does not come at the expense of personal life. Its lasting contribution is the insistence that boundaries are not a retreat from ambition, but a requirement for a life that can support ambition over time. If you would like to support Henry Cloud, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.